You're listening to a podcast of the Annie and Ando Show.
We were talking just before that about, is it okay to snoop? Annie Louie, you were telling me about a date that you became late, and well, these are my made-up bits. It got late and you needed somewhere to stay, so you stayed over, and the person left their house, you in their house,
yes.
And you did a little bit of snooping.
Yeah, a little bit of snooping. Things were out in the open, as well as some behind one. What's one drawer? Okay, I didn't
just
snoop.
Only one drawer,
and in the bathroom, the cabinets. But
I think that's fair game. If you're in the bathroom, that's like you might have been looking for an extra roll of toilet paper, some wet bottom wipes, anything. And you
Well, even at friends' places, I'll often have a snoop in their bathroom because I love the bathroom. It's my sanctuary, and I wonder what do people have in their sanctuaries.
In our production meeting before the show, I actually invited you to my place, and now I'm going to have to go through all the cupboards because I'm so worried what you're going to do when you come visit.
I think your place sounds super neat.
Yeah, but I've still, anyway, we'll talk about this often. What we asked the question was on 0427569949, which is the Joy text line, is it okay to snoop? And we got some messages in.
We sure do. Simon, subject line, snooping.
Hey, Simon.
Thanks for adopting that little call. Hi, guys. I would say, no, it isn't okay to snoop in your friend's house. Friends should have more respect for one another. Daryl with one R.
Hey.
Thanks, Daz.
I don't know. I reckon. Hey, we've also got another message in from Brigida from Elstonwick. Hey, Brigida.
Brigida's back.
I went through my partner's fridge for the first time and discovered she keeps peanut butter in it.
That's not right.
What?
It would go hard.
Hey, peanut butter. Does it go hard if you put it in the fridge?
Yeah, well, what about tomato sauce? In or out of the fridge?
Do you know what? If you read the fine print, it'll say it must be refrigerated, but the normal tomato sauce has so much salt and sugar in it that it's preserved.
What about...
It'll last longer than you or me.
Jam. In or out?
Out.
In! It's so in!
Oh, it's so much sugar.
In the fridge.
Oh, see, I don't eat... Do you know what I'm thinking? I don't even eat jam. I don't have jam.
Deary me. We've got another text in to share with you. I did say that the bathroom is my sanctuary, so if I was to snoop anywhere, I'd go straight for the B room. What's going on in there in the water closet? And
The water closet,
the WC. And a text in says, Annie said her bathroom is her sanctuary. How would she feel if somebody started opening doors and drawers of her sanctuary? Would she feel like her privacy had been invaded? Well, I have a lot of your usual first aid things in there. I've got some creams
I don't think Simon was asking for a list of what's in your bathroom cupboard.
Yeah, but I don't think I would actually mind because, absolutely, if you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen, is what I'm saying.
So because you're a snoopy, you're happy for people you're happy to be snooped.
Yes.
Wow.
If you're going to dish it, you got to take it.
I'm going through, in my bathroom, I don't think I want people going through it. And it's not like it's grubby. It's just none of their bloody business that I tried that eye cream that's supposed to fix bags and it didn't work and it's probably still in the back of the cupboard where I threw it after
I did stay with a lady recently and all the doors in her bathroom were wide open. Every single one of the cabinets.
What, like she was airing it?
No, because I think they were just too full. So they were just chockers with products. So,
yuck.
Yeah.
That's grubby. Too full.
So too full.
Do you judge people, if you see people with cheap toilet paper?
No, because I use cheap toilet paper. I use the recycled stuff. It's good for the environment.
Yeah, of course. speaking of good
for the environment. We're going to talk about water bottles after this.
That I was shamed.
Laugh your way into the day with Annie and Ando.
I've started a new job, right?
Yep.
And
I'm racking my mind being like, Anna's told me about this. Yeah, and be a good
really
friend.
Listen,
I've been listening. Yes.
Yeah. And you've actually done this to me, or I think you've done this to me.
You're so accusatory. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, I use, I buy a water normally about once a week, a water bottle, from the supermarket.
Yeah.
And it's a branded, plastic water bottle.
Yeah.
And it's got a nice nozzle that makes it easy for drinking
pop top, like
the
a pop child.
Top. It's got a pop top. Thank you. And I fill it up, lots of times during the week.
And when it looks ragged.
I take it to gym, I bring it into the studio here because we can't have open cups in the studio.
It's not environmentally friendly.
And see, I can feel you're judging. So anyway, this new job, I'm sitting there, I was in a meeting and there was, four or five of us sitting around and everyone had these what do you call them, keep bottles?
They're just water bottles, mate.
Keep bottles?
What are you talking about? Reusable?
Keep bottles?
Is that in your vocab?
Yeah, reusable. Well, mine's reusable as well, right?
for about 7 days before it goes all crinkly. And microplastics, they'll kill you, Ando.
I don't know that there is microplastics in it. Anyway, so this woman looks at me and looks at my bottle, looks at me, looks at my bottle, and I can feel the pressure, and she goes, do you buy one of them every day?
I don't think she sounded like that at all. She's didn't have so a thing in my mind. Nose.
She's like, did you buy one of them every day? And I'm like, I'm really going well in this new job, by the way. Yeah. And I go, no, I use it all week long. And I was tempted to add, and I drink out of it when I'm driving a V8 car and blowing fumes, but I didn't because I don't drive a V8 car.
So, Ando, this is a water bottle company. We make reusable bottles. Can you please stop bringing that to work?
So, Sunday I went to one of those shops that often has special buys and yesterday, and guess what they had this week? Reusable water bottles to use, or keep bottles, I'm going to call them. Like keep cups, but they're a keep bottle.
Are you saying they never have them during other times?
Not the special buy. Not this, yeah.
They're on sale.
They're on sale. And because I didn't want, like when I look at yours, you've got one of those metal ones. Your hole's much smaller than the hole on mine. Like I've got a big hole. I'm not undoing it because I'll spill it over the studio.
And a straw, by the way.
Well, it's not. It's just a pop-up. It's quite, pop-up.
Yeah, you
Freud would have a field
yeah,
day
yeah,
about
I reckon you do. You've got
being
an oral
fed as a baby
for
yeah,
sure. But
oral phase. Yeah.
I mean, drink bottles now, they're really in the market, trendy. They're trying to catch on to all the millennials who... It's a status symbol. I really
what?
Think it is.
You're full of... I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
people charge $50 or more for a water bottle. I've seen online. I paid half
Get
of that for this.
Here.
But I think it is uncool now to have a daggy water bottle. And I even found an article about it online where... It is talking about this trend about bougie water bottles and how you will get judgment. You'll get
seriously
water bottle shamed, which is exactly what happened to you, and you've caved.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, here's me going, yeah, and she just said, "Do you buy them every day?" And I like, and it was like, and suddenly, where am I last night? Buy, and I didn't set out to buy that. That's not why I went to the shop. But it was
is
like,
this
oh,
the store that's got random buys all over the
yeah,
aisles.
Yeah, I got like two hedge trimmers and a small bar, a toilet seat, small bar fridge, and a water bottle. Oh, and an avocado because I'm rocking it.
The only reason to love Mondays, Annie and Ando on Drive.
No, and Annie Louie, there's a survey by YouGov that has just come out that has revealed 55% of Aussies support taking your dog on public transport.
55. Are they dog owners, though, or are they just dog enjoyers?
What do you... I actually don't know the answer to this. It's a genuine question.
I would... Yeah, I think a dog on public transport, love to stare at it. Love to, if it will let me, give it a pat. But as a dog owner, I think that would make me maybe a little nervous to get caught because can't you get fined if it's not...
200. If it's little, right, it has to be in a crate slash cage, not on your lap.
Yep.
And if it's big...
Not in your handbag.
Oh, does a Gucci count as a crate? It's my Gucci crate.
Yes. I'm sure for the right amount, they can make you a Gucci crate.
Oh, for sure. Oh, well, Louis Vuitton have got those travel trunks. They're quite nice,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trust you to know, they're quite nice. I have three.
Yeah, when you go cruising. And I don't mean like to a, different type
on
of cruising.
Yacht?
Yes, that's the type of cruising I was talking about. Yeah, and if it's a big dog, you have to have a muzzle on it. And I've got big dogs, like I can fit inside their heads. I was wondering if I took my babies on a train, I don't think they'd wear a muzzle. Like, they've never had a muzzle, actually.
You won't know till you try it.
Alfie's got a special, like, lead that goes over his nose so he doesn't pull, because when 82 kilos gets forced and he wants to go somewhere, it kind of nearly pulls you over.
I would like to ask who weighs more, but would that be rude?
Alfie weighs more than me. I weigh more than Aggie. Aggie's my little girl.
That's like They're a both math great equation.
Danes. They're both great Danes. But yeah, the three of us are very similar weight. She's the lightest.
Well, I house sat for a dog and it loved riding on the train. Mm. Loved it so much. It was like skateboarding for the dog, you know. Just the rocking and everyone would stare and want to give it a pat.
With a big grin on its face going, no, I'm rocking this. What if they fart?
Yeah, that dog had some stinkers.
Oh, yeah, and it's also, I don't know, there'd probably be different. I don't know if this exists, but there should be rules around peak hour. We're not talking about mobility aids or, like, assistance dogs.
But
we're
they
talking
do say
about
take your backpack
pets.
Off and then what's that
swing
next
around
level?
And smack people. There was also, I need to talk to you about the whole no bikes in first carriage.
Is that for a V-line, though? Oh, no, that's for all trains.
I know I live way out of Melbourne, but it's not that far. I do catch a Met.
I haven't actually taken public transport in that long. I've forgotten. That's why. I can't actually remember the last time I had to take a train because I cycle everywhere.
You make it. You know, the other day I saw your bike.
And what do you think? It sounds scandalous.
Yes, it is. I think because I'm so proud of all these like cycling achievements. And I did 60 k's here and I did that. And then I found out, I go, what's that? And you go, oh, that's the battery. You've got a battery powered
bike. That's one of my bikes, please. I don't have enough to afford a Louis Vuitton dog container yet, but...
BMW do e-bikes. That'd be really cool. Let's get them
on speed dial. BMW.
You were just listening to a podcast from the Annie and Ando Show. You can find more on iTunes, the Android Store, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.